Okay, good morning, everybody. So the next halacha in the Rambam, which begins with the words that actually appear in the Gemara, Heichan Kibud Av V'Em, is a fascinating one in the sense that the Rambam interpolated something into the Gemara, or into an aspect of the Gemara, that the words that never appear, which is the Ad Heichan Mora'an section. And a part of it is because of the Rambam's, you know, commitment, as we've demonstrated throughout the Perek, to the intertwining of Kavod and Mora, just like we have by Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and where you find one, you find the other. But the way that he does it is particularly fascinating. So, Heichan Kibud Av V'Em, that question is posed by the Gemara Kiddushin. Avilu not lo kishu zehuvim shalav yishlichu lebefanav liyam lo yachlim osam lo yitzok bifneyam lo yichos kenegdan alekabel gzeres akasav yishtok. All you can do is be silent. Right, the Rambam is very clear that this is Mishal Ben that caused the Kesef Mishnah, all kinds of questions, like, you know, is in Kibud Av V'Em Mishal Av. And the Lecha Mishnah explains that the Rambam really holds that, based on a shita of the Ramah that appears in the Torah, he says the Rambam agrees with this, that, you know, a priori you could try to resist if the parents are taking your money, but after the fact, you can't be machlim them. This Mishnah Balch deals with the question, could you take them to court and this and that, right? The Rambam certainly doesn't sound like that's going to be your reaction. But I think in terms of the basic issue, it's what we said before. The Rambam didn't say that Kibud Av V'Em is uniquely Mishal Av. That's only Im Yeshlo. But Im Ein Lo, when the Kesef Mishnah himself gets to these points, Im Ein Lo, so then the Ben has to take over. So I'm going to come back to that point a little bit later because I think it's very striking, right, that the Rambam, you know, specifically chose to use the example, even though the Gemara talks about Shalavi, V'Rai Liyarsho, the Rambam wants to talk about the situation of Filu Nitalo Kishal Zehuim Shalav, Vishlichu Befanav Liyam, Lo Yachim Osan, Ali Kabal Gzeres Kasav Yishtak. Then the Rambam added in V'Heichan Moran, and he gives a story in the Gemara, which seems to be a response to a question about Kavod, but again, the Rambam is using them not interchangeably. They clearly have different vectors, but one implies the other. So they humiliate and the corporal assault. So that language is exactly what we found by Kavod. But now the Rambam adds in language of Mora. That even if it might be impossible for you at a human level to feel a sense of awe and reverence to your parents after they've just done this, but that's where Shakal Osam Hakasa Bichvodo V'Mora'o steps in. It's not just that there's an equation in terms of the gravity of the matter, but literally, even in a situation where it may be impossible for you to have that sense of awe and reverence given what just transpired, right, you have to insert the Yira and Pachar of the Melech Malachem Lachem. Shilu Melech Basar Vadam Gazer Lav Davar Shu Mitzar Ar Yosar Miza Lo Yeyachlo Farachis B'davar So Kavacham the Mishamar V'Hayah Olam Birtzono. So you have to be mekabel this, as a Gzeiras HaMelech. And the Rambam's language, Yira V'Fachid, again, led the Rambam to believe that this was a reflection of Mora. So here the Mora really goes beyond the aspect of Kavod, and the first major point that I wanted to get across was not just that the Rambam inserted the words at Heichan Moran, but that he was almost compelled to do so from his point of view by virtue of the fact that this was a situation where he perceived that there was no way that a person could continue to have awe and reverence for people that just did that to him, for no reason whatsoever. And yet, Shakal Osam Akasav Bichvodo V'Mora'o, point number one. Point number two, back to now that you appreciate the contrast, the issue of Kavod. So Natal Kis Shal Zehuvim Shalo, I don't think it's an accident that that's where the Rambam applied the din of Kavod, not the din of Mora, because there can be implications in terms of one's ability. You can imagine a child in that situation saying, don't you understand, that I could support you with that money, right? I'm halachically obligated to you. What are you throwing it into the river for? So yachlim osam, right? Eliyishtok v'yakabel gzeres hakasav, right? That's the only thing that you can do. V'lo yachlim osam. So I don't think it's an accident. I think the Rambam applied the case that had financial aspects to Kavod, which has financial aspects of the four dinim of Kavod. We said number one is to ensure, even if it means at your own dime, that their financial needs are taken care of. And you could say to them, not just, I wanted to buy a Ferrari, but you could easily say, that's something that I could have used in a very constructive way. And nevertheless, right, this is an aspect of kavod, that the kavod here is simply to accept that this is what happened, and that at this point there's nothing to be done about it. And so just like you're obligated in their kavod, meidach, you know, in terms of support, meidach, if they themselves squander the very means for you to support them, so the outer boundaries of kavod are, yeah, so then you can't embarrass them on that account either. And that, I think, is ad heichan kibud aveim, the same kibud aveim that requires you to care for them, to provide for them financially if necessary, also requires you, when they themselves squander that opportunity, it requires you to never do anything that could possibly be denigrating to them. And then Mora goes even beyond that, even when it's no longer humanly possible to have that sense of awe and reverence. So then we substitute awe and reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shakalos Anach Kasov Bichvodo Uvimorao.